Good morning. It is Sunday, December 30th, 2012. This is Weekend Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Callums.
I'm Antoinette Grajeda.
And kind of going along with a theme that we had all week during our daily show, we're taking some of our favorite things from 2012.
Yes. During this past week, you've got to listen to the Ozarks at Large staff sit around and discuss some of our favorite stories from the year. Today, this morning, we are going to look at a couple of our favorite musical performances.
One of the great things about this building that's now 3 years old is that we have the Furman Garner Performance Studio and several other smaller studios. And so musicians can come in here. And we, of course, have the Mary Baker Rumsey Steinway piano as well. And so we can have much more live music on Ozarks at Large and Of Note with Katie Hendrickson, Shades of Jazz with Robert Ginsberg. So on this edition of Weekend Ozarks at Large, just before the end of the year, we're celebrating that capability to have live music in our building. And we're going to begin with the Steinway piano, the Mary Baker Rumsey Steinway piano. Dan Knight, who lives in Iowa, came into KUAF in October of this year. It was during our fall fundraiser, which is kind of nutty to begin with.
People everywhere. That's so right. Why not toss a musician into the performance studio?
Right. And Dan had an original composition that he played at the Mary Baker Rumsey piano. So this is that performance recorded inside the Furman Garner Performance Studio. That was Dan Knight sitting at the Mary Baker Rumsey Steinway piano inside the Furman Garner Performance Studio. He was in town to perform as part of a music and art show that was taking place in Bella Vista. Robert Skaggs, who was a wonderful artist, a Rogers native, who has moved back here after years in Chicago. They collaborated on that, and Dan Knight sat down before that performance at First United Methodist Church back in the fall. This is a special edition of Weekend Ozarks at Large, listening again to some of our favorite musical performance recorded inside the studios of KUAF during 2012.
Yes, and I actually got to have a musician inside my humble little studio.
Your studio is?
Studio 123.
Yes.
Obviously. Jay Wagner was one of the musicians who performed at this year's Roots Festival. And he was one of the artists that was gracious enough to perform during the live Ozarks at Large show that we did the Friday to kick off Roots Festival.
Right.
And then he performed throughout the weekend. Very busy. He performed, and then he also was teaching two-step lessons and all sorts of things. Very, very nice guy. So when I heard that he was going to be back in town a month later in September for a couple of house concerts, I invited him back into the studio. So him and his girlfriend on the way back into town stopped by like on a Saturday, and we got to chat, and he played a couple songs for me.
And here's one of them.
Well, you brought your guitar with you.
Sure.
You said you're going to play a song for us here. And actually, we mentioned Gregory Allen Isaacoff, who played at the Roots Festival this year, helped you, or you both worked on this song together?
Yeah, we pretty much just meet all the time, and we just put our scraps together and try to form songs. And this is one that we did that with many, many years ago, like maybe...
Many years ago.
Yeah, 6 years ago or something, 7 years ago, I don't know.
And what's it called?
It's called Red and Gold.
Okay.
Broken road.
That was Jay Wagner, an Austin-based musician inside of my studio, Studio 123, here in KUAF.
We mention the Furman Garner Performance Studio often because that's where most musicians go, but not all of them, especially if it's a person with just a guitar.
Right, if it's just a single musician and their single instrument, usually a guitar.
In late April, Efren White, one of our favorites here, Fayetteville-based guitarist and songwriter, came to my studio, the Anthony and Susan Hoy News Studio. He was getting ready to do a concert, the Music on the Mountain series at Mount Sequoia on
Which he was actually helping run this year.
That's right. He was kind of the, I can't remember, he gave himself
not
his own,
promoter, but right. kind of the organizer, maybe?
Yeah, stage manager, sort of. But in the first Tuesday in May, I believe it was, Efren had his own show there. And he came in, and we had a conversation with him. And while he was here, he played just a fantastic song. It's a song that has won awards at Kerrville and other places. It's called The Long Haul. So here is Efren White, recorded live right where we are now in the Anthony and Susan Hoy News Studio in spring of 2012. Have you decided which one you're going to do?
I guess Long Haul.
Here we go.
Into Waco, it's Saturday night. He finds a little bar and parks his big rig out back. He buys a shot of whiskey and a cold fat tire. It's been a long haul. He engages the bartender in big small talk. How he learned to shift gears before he learned how to walk. He shakes a cigarette from a crumpled camel pack. It dangles from his lip as he strikes his last match. Then it takes a long draw as his eyelids fall. And the smoke ring it blows floats toward the back wall. Been a long haul, long haul. He says his whole life has been like that smoke ring, slowly drifting down and disintegrating. His ex took the baby when he was home on a binge. Somewhere up north, he ain't seen him since then. Got a letter from that 30-year-old kid the other day. Said she Googled him up, she'd like to meet him someday. He drops an ash in his empty shot glass, like one of many bridges he burned. Sticks a long time ago, but it's too late now. They've taken their toll. Might live 6 months if I'm lucky, I guess. Doc says I better wrap up all my business. It's been a long on the road now since I was 18. Nicotine to caffeine and dropping Visine. I'm 54 now and I can't stand to see where 3 million miles has finally brought me. Grinds a cigarette butt in the bottom of the glass. drinks up his beer, says I better get off my ass. I've got someone to meet that I'd like to get to know. Hey, buddy, got a match? I'm heading up that road. I've got a long haul, long haul. It's been a long haul, long haul.
Efron White performing Long Haul live inside the Anthony and Susan Hoy News Studio in spring of this year. I'm Kyle Kellums.
I'm Antoinette Grajeda.
This edition of Weekend Ozarks at Large, something that's become an end-of-year tradition for us, as on the final edition of Weekend Ozarks at Large, we listen to some, not all, because we don't have time, but some of our favorite in-studio performances at KUAF for the past year.
Recently.
Yes, very recently.
We discovered we have a new studio for recording, 540 Express, a four-person a cappella group here in Northwest Arkansas, came into the Furman Garner Performance Studio, but then quickly walked back out and said, hey, can we sing out here in your lobby?
Nothing against the Furman Garner, they said.
No, but they said the room is much more live. The tall ceilings and are better acoustics for them singing a cappella, which I was thrilled about because I have told Kyle on occasion that
on occasion
that the lobby is an excellent place to sing, as I am wont to randomly walk through the hall singing.
Yeah. So we said yes. We stuck one microphone out there, one of our really nice microphones. They gathered, all four gathered around, and they did some Christmas songs, which we've played earlier on Ozarks. But here are a couple of non-Christmas songs they did, because they were just having a blast.
They were having a blast. And they
stayed longer than you could stay.
I had another interview to get to, and I unfortunately had to leave. But they were just having a good time. Like, can we do another one? We're like, of course.
So here are two songs from 540 Express, back-to-back, recorded inside our yet-to-be-named lobby at KUAF.
Low down the chariot, let me ride.
Hey, Lordy, Lord.
Low down the chariot, let me ride.
Why don't you?
Low down the chariot, let me ride. Low down the chariot, let me ride. Low down the chariot, let me ride.
Why don't you, Lord?
Low down the chariot, let me ride.
Lordy, Lord.
Low down the chariot, let me ride. Low down the chariot, let me ride.
Ride on,
ride on, King Jesus.
Ride on,
King Jesus.
Ride
on, the conquering King. I wanna go to heaven in the morning.
Ride on,
ride on, King Jesus.
Ride
on, King Jesus.
Ride
on, the conquering King. I wanna go to heaven in the morning.
I've been trying so hard just to make it through. I know I'm trying to live the way you want me to. I wanna say goodbye to all the sins inside. I don't wanna miss that glory ride. So when you break on through that golden sky, let me slow it down. Don't pass me by and swing that chariot way down low. I wanna go on your mind when I go.
Ride on, King Jesus.
Ride
on, King Jesus.
Ride
on, the conquering King. I wanna go to heaven in the morning.
Ride on,
ride on, King Jesus.
Ride
on, ride on, King Jesus.
Ride on,
ride on, the conquering King. I wanna go to heaven in the morning.
Oh, low down the chariot,
let me ride.
Low down the chariot,
let me ride. Low down the chariot, let me ride. Low down the chariot, let me ride.
Oh, low down the chariot,
let me ride.
Low down the chariot,
let me ride. Low down the chariot, let me ride. Low down the chariot.
thing called a diggity 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 ding. This thing, this thing, and it cries in a cradle all night, and it swings, it jives, shakes all over like a jellyfish. I kinda like it.
I like it. Crazy little thing, crazy little thing called love.
There goes my baby. Bop, bop. She knows how to rock and roll. She drives me crazy. Cold fever, she leaves you in a cool, cool sweat.
Ba da da, chicka chicka,
ba 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 ba. I gotta be cool, relax, get here and get on my tracks. Take a back seat, hitchhike, or take a long ride on my motorbike until I'm ready.
Till I'm ready, crazy little thing called love.
I gotta be cool, relax, get here and get on my tracks. Take a back seat, hitchhike, take a long ride on my motorbike until I'm ready.
Ready, ready.
Crazy little thing called love. This thing called love. Just can't handle it, just can't handle it. This thing called love must I get around, round to it. Yeah,
crazy little thing called love, called love.
Crazy little thing called love, called love. Crazy little thing called love.
When I was a country western DJ many, many years ago, sometimes we had Two for Tuesday, where we'd play back-to-back George Jones or back-to-back. We just kind of had a Two for Sunday morning with 540 Express.
We did, and I also love that you started that with back when I was a
country.
I know you were, and I forget this sometimes, and it just amuses me.
So that was 540 Express. Now, the last few we've heard have been in the lobby, mm-hmm. in Studio 123, and the Anthony and Susan Hoy News Studio. That's not to say we've been ignoring Furman Garner.
No, not at all.
Let's go back inside Furman Garner.
Yes.
In October, Yaniv Tobenhaus, who is kind of our house pianist here.
Yes, he's a student on campus and will often come down here to...
He lives nearby.
Yes, to practice, actually. And sometimes... Because him and our own Sophie Kidd will oftentimes practice piano there, and sometimes they'll have other students with them who are, we've had a couple, I think, opera singers mm-hmm, recently. Mm-hmm. So yeah, there's always music here.
And that's okay. Well, Yaniv had his good friend, Rodham Savan, who lives in New York City.
Mm-hmm.
And they've recorded together in both Israel and New York City. And they were here to do a couple of shows. And while they were here, they graciously agreed to come inside the Furman Garner Performance Studio. You'll hear Rodham on his beautiful red, I think it was a Gibson guitar.
Mm.
Yes, it was, a red Gibson guitar, and Yaniv is at the Mary Baker Rumsey Steinway piano.
Thank you.
Yaniv Tavenhaus on the Mary Baker Rumsey Steinway piano, and Rodem Sivan, who was visiting from New York City, and he had his red Gibson guitar. I love the sound he got out of that.
Mm-hmm.
That was inside the Furman Garner Performance Studio. This is a special edition of Weekend Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums.
I'm Antoinette Grajeda.
And we are listening to some of the music we had live on the program throughout the year.
Yes, and one of the most live things we did this year was a live show across the street at the Fayetteville Public Library. You mentioned earlier having a live show to kind of kick off the 2012 Roots Festival.
Yes. And it was a live show.
Oh, it was live.
We had an audience.
Mm-hmm.
It was somewhat nerve-wracking for us.
It was a little last minute.
and you know,
But fun.
It was so much fun. We want to do it and more like it
sure.
again. And Brian Embry and Kelly Mulholland.
Oh, huge from helps.
Three Penny Acre and Still on the Hill, respectively, really, really
huge
helped us out.
Huge help.
There. We didn't promote it too much because it was kind of a...
It was a last-minute thing,
right.
I mean, to be completely honest. And we weren't sure we were going to have all of the musicians,
right.
and we weren't sure about some of the equipment.
So it was kind of a word-of-mouth thing. We did start talking about it Friday morning on the air.
Right. And with it being at the lunch hour, you know, people are working, and so it was kind of like, well, if you can make it out at lunchtime.
Now, at the Roots Festival, the night before...
The kickoff dinner.
Right, which was at the Garner Farm.
Yes.
Word got around. So a lot of people who were there
knew to come,
up.
Yes.
But no one knew who was going to play.
Oh, is that right? Did we not tell
people?
We did
not, because...
Because we weren't sure who was coming.
Right, and we had to make sure because of travel arrangement. So it was a huge surprise.
Oh, that's right. I'd forgotten about that, because we weren't sure when people were getting in
right.
and stuff, right?
So no one knew who was going to be there. And then Brian takes a stage with me and says, guess what? David Grisman is here. And the people in the audience...
They were so excited.
He was the headliner for Friday night. They got to see Grisman
for free,
do three great songs, the mandolin, right around. So here is part of that performance from the Fayetteville Public Library.
Thank you. This is a lot of fun. We'll do one more for you. This is, I thought this CD project that we did is mostly about Americana. Type music, ranging from Stephen Foster to Les Paul, and I thought, well, I might as well have one of my tunes on there, and we started recording a tune I wrote about 40 years ago, and it just wasn't happening, so I said, maybe I should write a new tune for this. I went into my office and came out with this little swing thing, so...
Well, came out 3 seconds later.
And this actually is going to be featured in a new book a friend of mine just wrote called Mandolin for Dummies. But of course, you know, there's nobody smarter than the person who admits that they're dumb. So check it out if you're interested in mandolin playing. I'm sure there's a whole chapter on my music. So I guess that says it all. But if you can't get a hard copy of this CD, you can download it immediately. Go out into the lobby and get on your iPhone. And it's acousticoasis.com. It's available there. And so this is Swing Thing. Thanks for having us here. And we'll see you tonight, hopefully.
Thank you. How about that, ladies and gentlemen?
Jim Hurst. Sam Grisman.
David Grisman.
Good job.
Gentlemen, thank you very much.
From early August 2012 at the Walker Community Room at Fayetteville Public Library, Dave Grisman.
Folk Jazz Trio.
We want to do that again this year.
Oh, sure.
And want to get out more. That's one of our resolutions for 2013 is get out more and record some stuff live, have more live shows.
Sure.
But thanks to Three Penny Acre and everyone who organized Roots Festival for making us such a big part of that. It's one of our big highlights of the year every year.
It's one of our favorites for sure.
I believe there's a new album from Three Penny Acre coming out in 2013, too.
I think that's what I heard.
We'll keep...
Keep you posted.
Yes. Back to Furman Garner Performance Studio.
Yes.
Now, we... One of the great things about having the show we have is we can have musicians of almost any kind.
Uh-huh.
They're all welcome.
Absolutely.
Katie Hendrickson, who hosts Of Note, found out that Laverna Costanza, an ensemble of musicians who play period pieces, these sorts of recorders, a very special kind of recorder, and period music, were going to be on the University of Arkansas campus.
Yes, she mentioned it, and I had no idea what... I think we sort of just referred to it shorthand as old music.
Right.
And I wasn't quite sure what that meant. Old as in, like, the 60s? Or old as in, like, classical? Like, what do you mean? Well, I mean, you hear people say oldies or, like, 60s and 70s
Absolutely.
Or something like that.
Yes.
Yes. No, no offense to anyone of that period.
Baby boomers?
I just didn't know.
Right.
You know?
Yes. No, I know. Right.
Because, I mean, I've always heard people say classical. So that was like, is it older than classical music? Or I didn't quite know what it meant.
Right. It refers to a period of music.
Right.
And Laverna Costanza, there were four of them. And this, again, was during our October fall fundraiser. So Katie had Furman Garner.
She had so much going on.
And this is one of the pieces they did from Furman Garner Performance Studio. Thank you. Laverna Costanza, sitting around the Furman Garner Performance Studio, recorded by Katie Hendrickson. She, of course, hosts Of Note every day at 11, every Monday through Friday, 11 on KUAF, and tonight, Sunday Symphony at 7. Now, those were people visiting, musicians, and we often do. Like you mentioned earlier, Jay Wagner, David Grisman, they visit, and we're able to get them. But we also like to highlight our own, our neighbors.
Yes, our local musicians are the ones that live here, like Efren White, who's been here for a while.
Right. And when Efren was on our show this year, it was to promote his Mount Sequoia Music on the Mountain performance.
Series.
Right.
And so we had a lot of those musicians come in, including Pat Hill.
Right. Pat Hill came in. He had some friends with him. Ezra Idlett from Trout Fishing in America came in. And Pat is just a wonderful fellow. Just a wonderful spirit. And he did something that I would have told you would have been impossible.
I was so pleased to hear that this had happened.
Pat, just this gentle, gentle fellow, really good songwriter, and he had this song he wanted to sing, and it was a Hawaiian word in the title. But he said he would only sing it, and I love this song, he would only sing it on one condition.
That he had some help.
And he already had Ezra, and he had some other
But he wanted some more help.
He wanted me to sing with him.
I was so pleased about this.
So, apologies.
You don't need to apologize.
You'll hear me. I'm not very aggressive. I was backing away from the microphone, but I am heard here. This is Pat Hill inside the Furman Garner Performance
and
Studio.
And Kyle Kellums is making his debut singing on the air.
I guess I ought to tell you that my in-laws live in Kauai, Hawaii. And if you're going to have in-laws, that's a great place to keep them. You don't mind going there once a year, and they don't just drop in to see you. I've got a beautiful niece who's one of my favorite relatives. Her name is Yara. And she's featured a little bit in this song, and it's called Yara's Song. Or the subtitle is Huma Huma Nuku Nuku Apu Apa. In the last of the states, at the end of the chain, is the oldest of the islands, and Kauai is her name. Kauai got the sun, Kauai got the waves. In Kauai, hang loose and enjoy the days. Kauai got the taro and the spirit of aloha. Any little reef fish with a big name, Huma Huma Nuku Nuku Apu Ah Ah. That's it right there, Kyle. That's what you're going to sing in just a minute. You can get it. We'll break it down for you. This side of Hyena, just past Tonalei, for the meal of your life, stop in at the Mediterranean Gourmet. Where yarrow's not a flower, no yarrow's not a spice. Where yarrow is a beautiful woman and the owner's wife. Kauai got the beaches and the beautiful shore. In Kauai, a body could not really ask for more. Singing Huma Huma Nuku Apu. He's having a little trouble with that thing, John. Maybe we ought to break that down for him. Sing humu, humu. Sing humu, humu.
Humu, humu.
Sing humu, humu, nuku.
Humu, humu, nuku.
Humu, humu, nuku, nuku. Apu, ah, ah. Humu, humu, nuku, nuku. Apu, ah. Keep it up now, boys. Kauai got the sun, Kauai got the waves. In Kauai, hang loose and enjoy the days. Kauai got the beaches and the beautiful shore. In Kauai, a body could not really ask for more. Singing Huma Huma Nuku Nuku Apu Ah Ah. Huma Huma Nuku Nuku Apu Ah Ah. Huma Huma Nuku Nuku Apu Ah Ah.
Pat Hill and some other people singing there inside the Furman Garner Performance Studio. What's crazy is that I actually get my arm gently twisted to sing when you should be the person, because you have a wonderful voice.
Well, thank you. I think I gave you a hard time about that. I was super amused that you got there before I did.
Yeah. So 2013, another resolution we should have is to hear Antoinette sing.
Okay.
Because you can. You can sing.
I can carry a tune. I'm not.
Oh, okay. You know who else? Okay. You know who else can sing?
Katie Hendrickson can actually sing.
She can.
She has training.
Yes. Was a vocal major, I believe, in college.
Which I didn't know.
I don't know if that, I don't think that's what her degree ended up
in. No,
she
said she started as that. She told me this the other day. I had no idea.
So she asked, when she heard we were doing this, she said, well, could Sophie, who also works here part-time and is a wonderful
pianist.
Right. That's
very
what
talented.
She studies, composer. Yes. If they could get inside the Furman Garner Performance Studio, Sophie at the piano and Katie. And Katie would do one of the songs that she's loved since she's a child.
Uh-huh.
Teach my beat to love.
Katie Hendrickson voice, Sophie Kidd at the Mary Baker Rumsey Steinway piano. Inside Furman Garner Performance Studio, that one, that's the first time we've had that on the air.
Uh-huh.
Recorded specially for the show.
That one is new.
Thank you, Katie and Sophie.
Yes, thank you guys very much.
So that's our some of our favorite musical performances.
It is.
We're on the air and recorded inside KUAF in 2012.
Yes, and I know we're already looking forward to a couple of bands that we want to get in here in January and February, so already excited about that.
We would love to have twice as much music.
Oh, absolutely.
As we did in 2012 in 2013.
Uh-huh.
All right. And speaking of music, more music on tomorrow's daily edition of Ozarks at Large.
Yes.
New Year's Eve edition, Kevin Kinder, who covers music for Northwest Arkansas newspapers, and I will compare our top 10 CDs of 2012.
Yes, I'm very excited to hear what albums you guys picked.
We'll also talk about some of our favorite live shows that we saw this year and some people we'd like to see come to Northwest Arkansas in 2013.
Love it. I'm very much looking forward to that.
That's tomorrow on the daily edition of Ozarks at noon and 7 p.m.
A listener-supported service of the Department of Journalism and Fulbright College of Arts and Sciences at the University of Arkansas. This is KUAF 91.3 FM, Fayetteville, Rogers, Fort Smith, Solo.
Where is Solo, Arkansas?
It is in Pope County. It's north of Hector.
Okay.
Yep.
Let's see, I'll be by myself the next couple of days on Ozarks at Large. Antoinette going to take just a little bit of time off.
I am going to take some time
off.
Thank you.
And what you can decide during those few days off is what song you will sing when we hear your singing debut.
Oh, my Lord.
On Ozarks at Large in 2013.
So, like, next Christmas?
Sure.
Okay,
that gives you...
that gives me plenty of time.
51 weeks to decide.
Exactly.
If I can do it. Right. And thanks to all the musicians who came in during 2012. We look forward to seeing you again and your friends in 2013. This is a production of KUAF. I'm Kyle Kellums.
And I'm Antoinette Grajeda.
Thanks a lot.